We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Right now, we have somebody else stopping by to talk about the Mets. Mike Puma, who covers the Mets and actually author of If These Walls Could Talk, stories about the New York Mets. Mike Puma joining me now, covers the Mets for the Post. Hey, Mike, how are you?
How you doing, Lori?
I'm doing well, thanks. So you made the drive, and you got to the next city. You're out there in Cincinnati?
I kind of ran out of steam. I got as far as Columbus and decided to call it a night.
All right, you know what? Good to be safe. You know, we're just talking about crazy Mets game, and I don't know. Let's start with what the heck happens in the first inning, and Taijuan Walker. And I know that he thinks that that swinging bunt was a foul ball, but what was the explanation after the game on how do you not field that play and, you know, try and prevent it from turning into a, you know, a three-run play instead of keeping it to a one-run play?
Yeah, I think it was just a brain cramp on his part there, you know, that the ball is near the line there, and he's got the glove, and he wants to swat it away there so it doesn't roll back into fair territory. But, you know, you got to make sure the ball is really foul first before you do that. So he didn't have much of an explanation. I think he was embarrassed by the whole thing. And then, you know, of course, Rojas went nuts, got thrown out of the game, and, you know, I don't know if that fired him up or not, but, you know, certainly the team responded.
Yeah, I saw you ask that question, actually, in the postgame. I thought it was an interesting one. In the postgame press conference, for those who didn't see it, you asked Luis Rojas about whether that fired, you know, fired up the team, and he was kind of downplaying it, as I'm sure a manager, you know, doesn't want to take credit or away from his players. But did you feel like that was sort of, you know, teams down 6-0 here? Was that almost a good move for Luis Rojas? Get yourself thrown out of the ball game to see if it does do something for your club.
Yeah, maybe it was a little bit of a byproduct. You know, I don't think Luis Rojas was thinking about that when he went out there. I think he was really, you know, fighting for the call there, and then got all revved up there, and you know, and maybe it woke up the Mets a little bit. But you know, I look at this game and I think of last Sunday's game at Citi Field, where it was kind of the exact opposite thing. Mm-hmm. If you remember, the Mets scored all the runs in the first inning, and then Edwin Diaz gave it away late, and it was kind of the reverse thing today, where the Padres got all those runs, got the 6 runs in the first inning, and you know, the Mets rallied late. And that, you know, it's a credit to the Mets bullpen today that that 6 the Padres put on the board, the Pirates put on the board in the first inning stayed that way, that they didn't add to that lead.
Yeah, 8 2/3. Shutout innings by the bullpen is really, really remarkable. So in terms of significant storylines coming out of this game, it is a win. It staves off the Phillies, you know, for another day. But I thought Michael Conforto hitting that big home run in the top of the ninth for the Mets to go ahead. Do you, in your mind, was that the most significant storyline coming out of the game? And what are you seeing from Michael Conforto and his swing?
Well, certainly his biggest hit of the year. He hasn't had too many big hits for the Mets. And you look at it now, he had a couple of hits the other night. He had the homer last Sunday in that first inning. So I think he's taking better at bats now. He's just got to put it. He's got to put a stretch of games together. Really, I think four or five games where he just really hits the ball, and I think that'll get him on the right track. But it's definitely a step in the right direction. I think what we've seen from him the last five or six games anyway, going back before the break.
Yeah, and so now we look at the Mets and the, playing seven games. I don't know how the schedule maker thought that was a good idea to play seven games in a row against the Pittsburgh Pirates. But coming into playing the Pirates, you would have thought if you're the Mets and you want to, kind of develop a lead over the other teams in the division, here's an opportunity, team with the second worst record in the league. And the Mets now have a losing record in that head-to-head in that season series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. We also see, Jacob DeGrom going on the injured list. If you're the Mets and we're 12 days away from the trade deadline, where, how all in can you be if you've got Jacob DeGrom on the injured list?
Yeah, and, I have to be thinking about that rotation. I know the fans have gotten excited about the possibility of a, maybe a third baseman. Chris Bryant's name's obviously been out there, and now you got Lindor down. But I think if you're going to make a run here, you've got to add another pitcher just because of the unpredictability. You don't know what's going to happen here with Jacob DeGrom in the coming weeks. You got Carrasco coming back, yes, but do you want to bank on Carrasco coming back and being the Carlos Carrasco of the past? I think there's a lot of question marks in that rotation right now, and if I'm Zach Scott, I think I'm looking first at the starting pitching.
Yeah, I certainly feel like with Lindor on the injured list, I know that's an issue, but the DeGrom thing has me, if I were the Mets front office, that's the one that would have me kind of not sure where how all in do I go with DeGrom. Just these constant nagging injuries, and the Mets can say that they're all no structural damage and they're all unrelated, but it just feels like one popping up after another, it's getting harder and harder to have that confidence that DeGrom, who was having such a special season, can be counted on.
It's kind of a, it's kind of a weird thing, and the Mets have been acting funny, for a week plus, even going back, that last game before the break, we were wondering if DeGrom would pitch a few innings, and Rojas was being coy about it. And now, we find out today that he threw his bullpen that day on that Sunday, and he felt something. That's when he started really feeling the tightness in the forearm, and then they pushed him back after the break that he wasn't going to pitch until today. I don't know if DeGrom has the answer for this right now. He thought this was something he was going to shake, once he got back with the team and started throwing. And, I think it's just going to be a thing here from start to start where we're going to wonder if, Jacob DeGrom is going to hold up.
Now, how, for Mets fans who've been so frustrated by the bats, one thing, regardless of whether the, they won a series against Pittsburgh, it does feel like the last few days, the bats are starting to come around. With Nimmo, with J.D. Davis back, as you said, yeah, sure, they can use a third baseman or a shortstop or all of that, but how comfortable are you feeling about the Mets and this offense starting to come around?
Yeah, the last couple of days for sure they've looked better. J.D. Davis, I I think helps getting him back in the lineup. You know, the guys they have to get hitting, we saw one of them today, is Conforto with the home run. They've got to get Dominic Smith going a little bit more. He had a couple of big hits today. You know, Alonso comes and goes, and you know, we haven't heard much from him lately. Lindor was just getting hot here when he went down. I think the pieces are there, but you have to get a couple of those guys going. Whether you know it's McNeil, Conforto, Dominic Smith, you know, I think you want to have two of those three going for you. And there haven't been, you know, especially in the case of Conforto, we haven't seen the significant stretch yet that the Mets would hope from him.
Well, certainly for his own personal, pocketbook, as well as for his own wallet, and as well as for the Mets' chances, it would be great to see Michael Conforto turn things around. Mike Puma, be safe. Smart to check in Columbus, and safe travels to Cincinnati, and great job covering the Mets. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Lori.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.